Erichin, Perakei Mishnevov. We have, Be'ezus Hashem, discussed in this parak and a little bit before, the dinim, the seder, of gviya, of chayvois terashak, the hegdish. Over here in these sugyas, from here and a lot through the next parak, the Gemara, the Mishnayos, are going to discuss a lot of the halachas of gviyas chayv bechlau, the seder guvaino, when a person doesn't have, how to make a shuma of his property to liquidate in order to pay up chayvois. And a lot of this is brought in Shulchan Aruch and Chayshu Mishpan, Hilchos Gvias Chayvis. So let's begin. Chayove Erichim Memashkin Enoisam. When a person is Mechuyiv to Hegdish, either over here Erichim is Lav Davke, it could be Erichim, it could be Domim. He's Mechuyiv Nidorim to Hegdish, where he has a dollar and cents Chayv to Hegdish. Memashkin Enoisam is a din that Hegdish will take a Mashkin Bal korchoch of the person who owes the money. This din l'chayr is not a din dafke and chayvis that are owed to Hegdish. It's a din in any chayv. A person has a chayv, he's allowed to press charges. So he's allowed to go. If the person's not paying him up, he's allowed to go and he's allowed to take a mashkin from the loiva. And with that, he has a bitochen, biyodoy, that the person's going to have to pay. And if the person is going to evade payment, he's going to be able to use that mashkin and pay off the chayv. That's the chayv basics. The chiddush over here in Mashkin of Hegdish is a very basic point. And that is, when the person said, Erech Ploni Olai, or Erki Olai, or Dmei Ploni Olai, Domai Olai, when was he mechayev himself? A choiv, a regular Malva Loiva choiv, has a time, either 30 days, if it's a Stam Halva, or they write into the shtar, they make up verbally, a year, 2 years, 3 years is a time of payment. So I understand that after 3 years you didn't pay, you're allowed to go, the malva, and get a mashkin from the loiva. What about over here? What's his time frame? So, for starters, there's a time frame on any neder to Hegdish, either a neder or a nedova. And this is called the lav of Bal Ta'acher. The Torah says in Parshas Re'e, Kisida neder l'Hashem alekecho, loisa'acher l'shalmoy. After a person passes the Pashtus Gimel Regolim from when he made the Neder, it's also Sugin Rosh Hashanah, exactly how that plays itself out, Sugin Rosh Hashanah Davov. But Lamaisa, if a person procrastinates on bringing a Korban or being Mekayim, or even other Chiyuvim, Tzedakah, other Nedovos and Nedarim that he's Mechuyiv to pay, so Mel, if he doesn't do it in a timely fashion, which Legabi those things is three Regolim, the Halach is over on that Lav. That would create for us a time frame when he's Mechuyiv. Lamaisa, the Rishonim say he doesn't have to actually wait. The Gizborim of Hegdish don't have to actually wait three Yom Tovim. As soon as they see him procrastinating, the Rav sounds like more than that, like there's no waiting at all. They're Koifim Miyad and they take a Mashkin in order to make sure that there won't be an Ichor HaNeder. Other Rishonim say before it's not that way. And you have to wait at least until you see that the person is procrastinating. You can't just take it right away. That's an Akudas HaChiddush over here by Hegdish. Besides for that, there are certain fundamental chilukim that we see between the Mishnah over here that just says, Memashkinoisam, without any limitations, whereas the Mishnah in the 9th Perek in Bava Metzia talks about this identical process by a Bal Choyv, and there are Hagbolas in place. In Parshas Mishpotim, and Parshas Kisetze, there are lavin in the Torah that a malva is not allowed to barge into the house of a loiva shaloi b'shus to take a mashkin. There's a level of sensitivity. L'chor, it's not mitzad that he doesn't have a right to take the chefetz in Hilchos Gvias Chayv. There's a level of sensitivity in Ben Adam L'chaveri to bust into somebody's house and to take his chefetz is adding insult to injury. And Meli, you have to stand respectfully by the door. Bachutz yamoid until the loiva himself brings out the kli. There's no such limitations on a shliach bezdin or on the gizbor of Hegdish. Only an ish proti is mitzuva and not an ish kloli. That's one. The second limitation, again, is not based on a cheshem mishpat to kechiv per se, even though it's a cheshem mishpat, but it's the Torah imposing a sensitivity in bedan lachaveroi, that the mashkin has to be given back at times where the person has real need. If it's something he needs for panosa, so during the day. At night, you could hold on to the tools of his trade. During the day, you have to give him back the stones that he uses for milling. That's the example of the Torah. or a beged yoyim, you have to let him have by day, pajamas, you have to let him have by night, and so on. There are limitations on Benon Lachaveri. Again, Gizborim, Shluchei Bezdin do not have that limitation. So the Mishnah just says, Chayovei Erechim Mimashkin Hoysom. Chayovei Chatois Vashomois, this is the Masha Enkein, that if a person is Chayiv, a neder of money, Mimashkinin, however, if a person is Chayiv, a korban, he did an Avera, and he's Mechuyiv, a korban, and he's procrastinating on paying his due, on being Meskaper, Ein Mimashkin Hoysom. Why? The Gemara says that there's an assumption that a person wants to be Meskaper. So we said before, it's not clear if the Chayove Erechim Mamashkin Oysim only when he procrastinates or right away. So you'll say over here also, even if he's procrastinating, at the end of the day he'll come around. He needs the Kapara. He wants the Kapara. He'll own up to the Kapara. However, the Rishonim point out that if it's already, he was over on the Bal Ta'achu with three Regolim, Vir Avada, he's a Muchzik to be over and procrastinate, even if he's going to be over on a Lav, over there, Zichim Mamashkin Oysim. Chayove Oylois Ushlomim. Person is mechuyev al shlom, which are not like kapori, is mechuyev al neder, but lamaisa there is no chiv kapori. He's not as anxious. He won't be as motivated, and therefore memashkin oisom af al pi shein miskapele ad shi yisratza. The Mishnah adds, you'll take a mashkin, and what are you going to do? You're going to take a mashkin from his house. You're going to take $100 to buy a behemah, and bring the behemah as a carbon for him. You can't do it. Ein miskapeloi, he's not yotzi de choivas korban ad shi yisratza, until he wants. Shenema lertzoyne, the Torah says that the korban has to be brought lertzoyne. If he doesn't want, then the korban is lo yotzi de chavosi. So what? Mahil chachom mitakanto. On that, the Mishnah says he does want. Why? Koifin oyesi, you're going to force him, beat him up. Ad shi yeme roitzani, until he says, I do want. Now, the $1 million question is, when a person says, I do want, because he's being hit over the head with a stick, does that mean he really wants? Here's where the Rambam says his famous thing, that since every single person, every single yid, beliboy, bepnimius liboy, he definitely wants mimukayim, rotzna bayri. So when he's forced, what comes out when he says is not lip service, that's taka what he wants. The roitzani of a yid, even when it's forced by a stick, is a real roitzani. The Pashto understanding without this mechudesh de Rambam is that the not wanting is dvarim shebelev lehavidvarim. He said he wants. Vinishvi, the Torah says Lutzoine, the halacha that you force him is also Gzeres HaKosov, because the Torah says Yakriv. Yakriv Chazal means force him to bring it. How could you force somebody to bring a carbon, says Lutzoine? From that, Chazal learned out that the Lutzoine will be a forced Reitzani, and that's enough. V'chein ata'ime begite noshim. In giving a get, fellows mechuyiv to give based on certain conditions in Maseches Ksubis. He's not treating his wife properly. Other problems with the marriage. The halacha is Bezdin will force him to divorce his wife. Now, again, has to be given Beratz Nabal. So how could you force somebody with a stick to do something that's called they don't want to do it? The get is possible. So Koifin Oisei Atriyemi Roitzani. And once he says Roitzani, we see it as his Rotzim Pnimi because he's a Mitzvah B'kach. So it's Rotzim HaTorah. And Mamela, we see the Reitzani as legitimate, and the get is chal. The same halacha. The Mufarshim points out something interesting. The last line, it would have been enough to say, V'chein ata eme begite noshim, koifin oisoi. Didn't have to say, Hashem Reitzani. We know that a get has to be given by Reitzani. So Mamela, by definition, is going to have to say Reitzani, like in the Reisha. So the Mufarshim learn out over here a separate halacha, that before a get is forced, it would be possible that even though he said Reitzani, he could invalidate the get. How? Before the Bezin sets after him, with Shluchei Bezin coming after him with sticks, so he'll say in front of two Edim, a Moidom. Moidom means he's creating an official legal Dibur, where he's Megaladaita, he's Moidia, that's why it's called a Moidom, that he's Mevatel any expression of Das afterwards. The reason why the Das works when he says Reitzani is because any not wanting then is Dvarim Shebelev, but not when he made a formal declaration 2 hours before in front of Edim that he means to be Mevatel the Rotzim which is expressed afterwards. So you have a problem. The Bezin is going to come after him, and we have no idea if the guy last night was Moise Moido, that he's Mevatel the Rotzim that will be forced out of him the next day.
Because of that, there's another step to the process. He has to say Reitzani, which means not just Reitzani. He has to, in front of the Bezdin, part of the forcing will force him to formally renounce and be mevatel the Moedah that he made last night. The formal declaration of this morning last night, which will be mevatel the Reitzani of now, he's now formally being mevatel the formal bittel, and mimele all he's left is the Reitzani. That's why the Mishnah adds the extra wording over here of Atshiyemi Reitzani. Maisa, it's part of the standard get procedure today. We're always Moisa Maidos. Even not a fourth get, we're Moisa Maidos because you never know when a person didn't really, there was social pressure for Chule, so he was masking to write a get, but really he was Mavatl behind the Dayana's backs. We're always Moisa Maidos. That's standard operating procedure in every Ksiva's get. We've already for many hundreds of years in Shulchan Aruch. Perek Vov Mishnah Aleph. We're continuing our Limud of the Seder Guvayna of Choyvis Bechlal and the Choyvis that are owed to Hegdish Befrat. Shum HaYisoymim Shloishim Yoim. Shum means when you make a Shuma. So Bezdin, if somebody is delinquent in paying up Choyvis, so Bezdin will make a public auction of his karka, and with that they'll sell off the karka in order to pay the Choyv. What is the Seder? You just take the first buyer and that's the value of the field and finish. There's a Seder Guvayna. The Bezdin takes over the field and they announce Shloshim Yoim Ritzufim. Every single day they make a public announcement, Koloroitza Likach Yova Vikach, and with that they get the best price. The Rav brings from the Gemara, they offer a second option, and this is the better of the two options, Shteitin Gemara, is that instead of 30 days, they could be Machris every Sheni V'Chamishi, every Monday and Thursday, for 60 days, even though Be'etzim on the calendar it's less days, it's only 18 days, but over a longer period of time, you'll get a better price. That's the halacha over here. The Mishnah says, V'shuma Hegdish Shishim Yoim. The Shum of Hegdish goes on for a longer time, and there's a whole cheshbon over here, why they give it more time by Shuma Hegdish. Because being machriz on a karka for too long will devalue the karka. So they don't look for the best buyer for that long of a time because ultimately you're doing a disservice to the owner of the karka. Mashenke mehegdish, anybody who puts in the bid will have to hold by that bid. We'll see later on in Yetz Hashem. Hayos is a din of amirosa l'gvoya, that when a person says he's going to pay a certain amount of hegdish, it's binding. Kim sirosa l'hedyit. So mele, if five people bid, you're going to say, if you bid too long, the bids are going to go downhill. Right? If something's on the market too long, eventually the market value will drop. Over here, it won't drop because the person who gave the higher bid will be mechuyev to cover it. We'll see more about that later on. So that's why there's a chilek over here between Shuma Yisoyim and Shuma Hegdish. And the Mishnah says, Machrizin Baboikeo Ba'erev. That means in the town, the Shorei Ha'ir, they send it out. Today they would do it by email or by text. Then they would announce it in the Shari Ho'ir when the Poilam are Yoitzim in Ho'ir Baboiker, and when they're coming back, they give it the maximum persoimus. There's a kash over here that we have to address, even though it's not really our limud, and that is that the idea that you sell off karka to pay off a choiv of Yisoimim that was left over from the father is a difficult concept. L'choira, the halacha is that we don't allow a bal choiv to go into the nechosim of Yisoyimim Ketanim. The mashmo Shuma Yisoyimim is Yasmi Ketani. Only when the Ketanim grow older, we allow them to fend for themselves, and we allow Bali Chovs to take. And the reason why is because by Ketanim, we're afraid that the truth of the matter is that the Chov, the Malva of the father that passed away, was provided for before he died. He left over money in an escrow account by a certain lawyer. The Yisoyim Ketanim don't know about it. Well, they're going to come out to you. The unscrupulous Malvim are going to collect from their karka. Plus, they're going to be able to chap from them money that was put aside. This is called money that was put aside. It's called Tzvari Atvase. So, Memela, that's why we don't allow Bali Chovis to go into Nichsi Yisoyim Ketanim. And then they could fend for themselves. They could get the right lawyers or whatever it is to protect their property. However, you'll have to say the Mishnah over here, Nazir Shteit in the Gemara, is going on cases where there is no chash of Tzvari Atvasei. For instance, where the Zman HaPiroyin of the Chayv was not yet due, the father died suddenly.
the assumption that he put aside money to pay up a koiv that wasn't due yet is not valid. So Mamela, then we assume that it wasn't paid. Chazaka in Adam, Pereya Choyv Lufnei Zmane. The other cases also, we even though the Chshash and Tzori Atve say, we say, no. Better to do it now. The Chshash Tzori Atve is only a vited Chshash. What happens if the Choyvois in question are Choyvois of Goyish banks that are collecting ribis? You're going to want to be Merachim on the children to wait 5 years. You're going to eat up the whole value of the field on the ribis, on the mortgage. So Mela, better to sell off karka, pay the choiv before it collects another 100% in interest payments. That's one. The other case where we'll have to be misachzer, so to speak, on the assignment is where there's another factor of an almona of the father wants to collect the ksuba. The halach is until almona is paid a ksuba, she lives maintenance, mezoinos, off the estate that the assignment have. So you're not doing anybody a favor by having her not be paid, and therefore she's going to eat up month to month, she's not going to be independent, she's going to eat up their whole Yerusha. So it's not a tzidkis to say that she shouldn't get paid. Better let her collect her choiv, sell off whatever kak you need to pay the choiv of the ksuba, and then their Yerusha is insured. So that's the din over here in the Mishnah. Ha-magdish nechosov, v'hoysol of ksubas yisha. A person was magdish nechosim, and he had outstanding chovis on himself. If a person, Lamashul, has chovis, and he sold his nechosim, so we've seen the halacha, that the lekuchos, the people who he sold, the fields can be taken away from them by the malvim. That's called shibut. What about hekdish? A person was magdish nechosov, and he has outstanding chovis ksum sisha. So he's magdish, and he's going to take away, he's going to default on the loan to his wife. Reb Lezer Oimer, Kishi Yigashen, if he's married, then the choiv right now is not mutal on him. He's married, he's happily married. He was married, she called the chosim, he's penniless. If he ever divorces her, Yadir Hano, he's going to have to be Madir Hano Mimenu. Why? There's a chash over here that he was magdish, and then he had charota, that he gave away everything to Hegdish. He's going to do a shtick. He'll divorce his wife. His wife will collect the ksuba. That means if he was magdish nechosov and he was already divorced, the money is outstanding. He can't be magdish that sum of money. So over here he's going to divorce her. The divorce will allow his wife to collect the choiv. She'll collect from the Hegdish. And then he's going to take her back. So in order to offset that, we're going to say that he's going to have to be Madir Hanom Mimena in order to offset that, then he can't have any relationship with her. So that will preclude him from pulling this type of shtick. He doesn't have to be Noidah. He doesn't have to be Noidah. No, there's no chash that he's going to divorce her in order to make a shtick, divorcing, take the money and come back together again. If he really wanted to get away from the Hegdish, you know what he would do? He would be Shoyal al Nidroi. There's a halacha of Hatoros Nedarim. He'd be Shoyal al Nidroi, he'd be Mevatel et Lamafreya. And with that, he would say, why would he have to do a whole thing of divorcing his wife and then remarrying her? Nah, he would do it easier. Kiyotze by Omer of Shimon Gamliel, another place where this plays itself out. Afa Orov Liisha Biksuboso, by Yabailo Megarsha. Somebody signed Arvus on a Yid's Choyves Ksuba. The lady didn't want to marry him until he had an Oriv that said that if he, my husband, doesn't have money to pay off my Ksuba, the Oriv will cover. So, the husband pulled a fast one. Via Baila Megasha, the husband will divorce her. She'll collect the money. They'll get back to marry him, and they'll get back together again. The only one who's out the money is the Oriv. No, so in order to offset that, Yadir Hano, when he wants to be Megarish, he'll have to be Mada Hano Mimena. This way he can never remarry her. Shemi Yasa Knunya, maybe they'll make Knunya is Chazal's Loshen of a shtick, of something in order to make some type of monetary revach. Al Nechosav Shalzad, they're going to take money from the Aruf. V'yachse Sishtoi. Over here, we don't find the Das Chalekas. The reason is Poshut, because the whole Machlokes before was if you hold that Hegdish Betois, that you can be shoyl al nidre behegdish. There's a machlokes tanoim if you can be shoyl on a nether of hegdish the same way a person can be shoyl on a nether of nidre iser, like in Maseches Nedarim. There's a shaila if you can do the same behegdish. That's a machlokes, but less mandapolik that this type of shtick is a very real option by an orv. And over here, for sure, we would force him to be madhanomimenu.